Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and I'm Chris Broussard, and he is Rob Parker, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Listen up, all you guys. You can test your skills. Talking about how much you know about sports. Well, let's see. Let's find out. You can go to Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. You can visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code odd100 ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. You can do that today. Also, all you Odd Couple fans out there, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. All you do is type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, download the show, and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. Now, many of you obviously are listening live, but tell a friend. You know, when you talk about, oh, the Odd Couple is great, the Odd Couple is this, the Odd Couple is that, and you're telling your friends that they might not be able to listen from 7 to 10 Eastern. So tell them to go get the podcast, type in Odd Couple, and enjoy the fun. Speaking of fun, Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, will join us at the bottom of the hour. But first, Rob and I are going to get to some stuff. Now, Brock Purdy, Rob, a couple of weeks ago, had a little tough sledding, three straight games with a couple, with some turnovers, five interceptions in those games. Had a bye week, and since then has come back with a vengeance. You mentioned the trend for C.J. Stroud. Well, the trend for Brock Purdy is up.
Looking up, right.
Six touchdowns, no interceptions, Rob. And yesterday, against a defense that's, they give up a lot of passing yards, Rob, but they're Tampa Bay, they're in the top 10 in scoring defense. They're ninth, so they don't give up a lot of points. But he went in there, and Rob, in a franchise that features the quarterback that you feel is the GOAT, and I've got him number two all time, Joe Montana, he's probably everybody's top three. And another Hall of Famer in Steve Young, Brock Purdy did something that neither one of them or any other quarterback in the history of the 49ers franchise has done. And that is to have a perfect passer rating when throwing more than 20 passes. Now, those two did it. Last time it was done was 1989. But those two did it throwing fewer than 20 passes and 20 or fewer passes. Obviously, the more you throw, the better chances of lowering your passer rating. So Robbie was 21 for 25, three touchdowns, no picks, and had the longest touchdown pass of the season, 76 yards for anybody.
How many years? How many yards did he throw? Five, and then they ran 70.
You didn't watch the game?
I didn't see it.
Oh no, it was a 40. I think it threw it 45 yards.
Okay. No, I'm just saying.
Perfect. Yeah. No.
I always ask because sometimes you could dump the ball off and somebody can.
Nah, that wasn't this. Perfectly thrown pass to Brandon Ayuk. Think it was 45 yards in the air, and Ayuk took it about 30 yards or so. It was a 76 yard pass. Maybe it was about 40. I don't know exact, but
it was a bomb.
It was a fly pattern. And so he had a great game, Rob. That's the longest pass this year for a touchdown, and he threw it. It was 34 air yards. So 34 air yards, and then I guess 42
all
yards.
Right. That's what I was wondering. That's all.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. And Rob, Brock Purdy now leads the NFL in passer rating by 9 points. 115 passer rating. Leads the yards league in yards per attempt. Almost 10, which is crazy, 9.7. Leads the league in completion percentage. And then when you look in TDs, he's 18 TDs, 5 interceptions, which is one of the best TD to interception ratios. It's in the top 3 to 5. And in his career, he's got the best passer rating of any quarterback ever in their first 15 starts. It used to be Patrick Mahomes. Now it's Brock Purdy. He also has the highest passer rating for his career, for any player's career. 112, Mahomes leads with 104. Mahomes is second, I guess. But Purdy doesn't have enough games yet to fully qualify, you know. So, like we said, the more you play, the more it will tend to come down. But he's having a great year, Robin. Now 18 starts, so that's at least one full season plus. He's 14-4. He's won a playoff game, two actually. One of them against the Dallas Cowboys, threw for 3 touchdowns, 300-plus yards in his first playoff game. I would say, Rob, that I'm not even saying yet he's elite. I still want to see a little more of a sample size for that. But I I'm not sure where you're at on him, but I do think at the very least, I think it's time for people to admit he's a good quarterback.
Because I don't think anybody doubts that he's a good quarterback. Good is not the operative word, Chris. Good. I don't think that's where anybody who says he's not, if they say he's not a good quarterback, I could say sit here after the sample size and say he's a good quarterback. Okay. I think the question is people who were already mentioning him with the Joe Montanas and people like that to
Rex
call him
Ryan.
There you go. That's it's that stuff, Chris.
Guys get excited.
No, it's just an over exaggeration. You know, a prisoner of the moment. We talk about it, and there's got to be
somebody called him Tom Brady. I think there's been
Chris like that. That's silly. Like it really is, and there's no disrespect to what he's done. But when somebody has to put in a lot of work and a bigger sample size, we've seen guys get off to great starts and in a lot of sports, Chris, and then peter out, things not, you know, continue to go the way you thought they were. And that's why I think Brock Purdy is going to always be, until further notice, until it just continues – and it's undeniable, because I still say, and it, fair or unfair, Chris, and I'll say it's unfair.
Okay, that's
he
fair.
He can have
fair to say it's unfair.
Unfair. I'll say it, but he can have this great season. If they lose in a playoff game, and he doesn't play well, they'll go back to I knew he couldn't. Like that's where he is. He's in a very difficult spot because he has the weapons. He's played well during the regular season. So anything short of continuing that kind of play is going to be looked at as, see, I told you he couldn't, you know what I mean? Or I knew it. I knew he's just a regular season quarterback. Oh, here where the pressure was on and now he couldn't make the throws. Oh, he threw 3 picks in the NFC Championship game. I knew it. That's where he is. It could be just a bad day at the office, Chris.
Right.
And that's not the way it will be viewed. You agree with me on that?
I do tend to. And look.
And that's what I'm saying. It's not fair.
I think some of it, I don't think it's fair because I look, and this part I understand to a degree. Rob, he is being penalized. It's like the, I'll call it this, but it's not just this. But it's the Mr. Irrelevant tax.
Yeah, no, that's no doubt.
Right?
No, that's a good term.
The fact that he was the last guy picked in the draft. And I said, it's not just that. Because, Rob, I think if he were a fifth-round pick or a sixth-round pick, anything below, like, fourth, and this tax is going to be there.
Right.
All right? And so, like, if he were a fourth-round pick or less, anything in the first four rounds, Rob, I think people would be already calling him elite. And I'm not even there. And as much as I supported him and all that, I'm not even there ready to call him elite.
But
that's the tax right there.
I'll give you the other example. And I think that's fair. That's a Mr. Irrelevant tax. I think that's a good way of putting it. But let's go back to Dak Prescott his first couple of years, Chris. It looked like he was heading somewhere, right? The numbers, they were winning, they had a running game. Oh, my God, Dak Prescott, the Cowboys.
But we knew at that point early on, like I used to call him a game manager with big play ability.
I know, but you did think that he had a chance to be elite after, right? I mean, at some point. But he never got there is what I'm saying. And that's what I think when people want to crown somebody too quickly, the time will come. And there'll be time, Chris, when it'll be undeniable.
Well, if he leads them to the Super Bowl, and probably, Rob, even if they were to lose, but he plays well, like remember Jalen Hurts last year. If he were to lose and they play
yeah, he
well
has to play well, right, right,
right.
Yep.
I think maybe coming into the next season, people would say, okay, He's not the issue, right? Because Jalen Hurts, obviously, was a second-round pick. It's probably a little tax for him because, you know, people didn't think he could throw.
Well, that was it, right. And we remember the comments we heard from people from Philly, you know.
Right. But he played so well in the Super Bowl.
I mean, he played
great. That I think people said, okay, now he's getting the benefit of the doubt. And I think that's probably what it's going to take.
And I don't know what it is, Chris, this year with Jalen Hurts. And but even despite their record, it doesn't feel the same. And I don't know why.
For him or for the team?
Just both. His year doesn't seem as overwhelming to me, and I know his numbers aren't exactly like last year, right, because he started off slowly.
But he's been hot lately.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
I actually think his numbers are going to be better.
It doesn't feel like that.
He's going to throw more interceptions and stuff, but as far as touchdowns.
Maybe that's why it just doesn't
feel.
I mean,
he did start slowly with seven touchdowns, seven interceptions
in his first six games. Yeah, okay.
But since then, Rob, his last three games, he's eight touchdowns passing and one interception.
Yeah, okay. So
he's run for two touchdowns as well.
But he's got. So
he's going to have more touchdowns total. He only had 22 passing touchdowns last year.
And what do you have? Yeah. How many interceptions, Chris, a year ago?
Six.
So he has eight
he's
already.
Have more interceptions.
Yeah, way more.
Yeah.
And he's throwing the ball more, right?
Yeah, right, right. He's throwing
eight,
it more.
He's got eight already is what I'm saying. And right. He's still got eight games to go.
Right, right. So, but yeah, I look, and there is a little fairness to that. It's understandable. And I'm not saying he's going to do what this guy did. All right. Like I said, I'm not ready to fully sign off on him being elite or great individually. He's having a great season. There's no doubt about that. But Kurt Warner, Rob, who wasn't even drafted, okay? We know the story about Kurt Warner and all that stuff. Wasn't even drafted. Here's the thing for Kurt Warner, though, Rob. It was 1999. First year as a starter. I mean, he lights the league on fire, leads the league with 41 touchdown passes, throws for, you know, almost 300 yards a game, about 275. And they win the Super Bowl, St. Louis. So the thing with him was that, I mean, his first year as a starter, he had been in the league the year before, but only like had appeared in one game and didn't start, didn't throw the ball much. That's what I think, Rob, quickened the thoughts of Kurt Warner being great, right? I mean, they won it his first year. And so I think that made him a little different, but Purdy's similar. I mean, we don't know if he'll do this, but I mean, in terms of being a guy that, you know, not much was expected from. And you come in, you got a great offensive mind with, you know, at that time, they had Mike Martz as the OC.
And you remember Mike Martz, offense, right?
Right.
Oh, God.
Marshall Faulk.
Because he was in Detroit, Chris, when Mike Martz left St. Louis. He came to Detroit. And he was supposedly an offensive genius. Like they had the greatest show on turf. That offense was unbelievable. They put the ball up. It was amazing.
Right. And the thing before, and this is something that would work in Warner's favor as far as a comparison to Brock Purdy. They were only 4-12, Rob, the year before Warner took over.
Exactly. And see, and so then, people could see, whereas this 49ers team, Chris, had already been to the Super Bowl and have already had some success before Brock Purdy got there. And so that takes away. It does. Whereas when the Rams
came. Well,
it
raises the bar for what he's got to do. Right, absolutely. But the kid is having a fantastic season, obviously, a start to his career. And I think he's legitimately good, like a very good quarterback. We'll see if he becomes elite. Probably won't be able to answer those questions in a lot of people's minds until the playoffs, Rob. So we'll see how that goes. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Simple question, what does Brock Purdy have to do to prove to you he is elite? He did something that neither Joe Montana or Steve Young did. He's leading the league in several categories. He's certainly having a great season. What's he going to have to do to prove to you that he is great individually? Or do you already believe that? Your thoughts next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, y'all. On Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Has Brock Purdy already convinced you that he is elite? Certainly got elite numbers. Or what will it take for him to do that? Your thoughts next. Iacobo, Fox Sports Radio.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Ramon in Indianapolis. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
How y'all doing, too, my greatest guys? And appreciate you all.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you, bro.
I think I caught a little bit of you all in the Clarissa Thompson thing last week, and I appreciate those comments. As a professional myself, we know that we have ethics that we work under. And unethical people don't understand morals and ethics. Go back to your college days, people.
I know.
Morals and ethics.
I just don't understand, like, what is, there's no debate. You can't do it. Okay?
You can't,
just can't do it.
I mean, it's just not, it's, I mean, lying like that, it just isn't even right.
Right.
You can't do it.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. And that's why I like Brock Purdy being Mr. Irrelevant. I'm an underdog type of person. I remember Underdog when we were young. Remember Underdog?
Are you kidding? Yes.
Oh, that was Rob's
favorite. I love the Underdog.
There you go, Underdog. What was his girl? Wait a minute.
What was Underdog one Halloween?
What was his?
I loved Underdog.
What was his girlfriend's name? Chris, go ahead.
That was
Wait, Chris.
I don't remember his girlfriend's name.
Oh, where is my Underdog? What's the name? I can't remember.
You ready? I got it. Sweet Polly Purebred.
Yeah, I definitely got that.
If he stays on the trajectory, he will be. I mean, I got to ask you guys something. When they bring up all these great quarterbacks back in the day, they never mention Warren Moon. Warren Moon's got 70-something thousand career yards, 50 NFL, 25-plus USFL Canadians.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he is in the Hall of Fame.
The run, but they don't mention the run and shoot, which is what they're playing now with this read option. That's basically the run and shoot.
Well, how do you want him to be mentioned?
Right.
Because I'm
mentioning great quarterbacks.
You
know what the problem is? He won Grey Cups in Canada. Chris, he won like 4 or 5 of them. I mean, he won Grey Cups, but he never won a Super Bowl.
The only ones that tend to get mentioned are Super Bowl winners who were great individually, or Dan Marino. Dan Marino's kind of like the only one.
He's the only one who hasn't won, who gets a lot of love. Right,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason. I don't think everybody knows. If you watch Warren Moon play, that dude could play.
Right.
He was really good. Let's go to Adam in D.C. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
Hey, what's up, guys? As a 49ers fan and a college football fan, I'm going to say that, yes, I think the guy is elite. Because if there's a video, I'm not trying to advertise for the guy. The guy on the YouTube guy, Tank Sports, did a breakdown before the draft. Man, it's so perfect. If you look at it now, go look at it now. He broke Brock Purdy down to a T and talked about how he'll be a good quarterback. It's called Tank Sports. He broke him down to a T. He's a YouTuber, but he should have an NFL scouting job because he broke him down to a T and talked about exactly how he'd be a good quarterback. Each game I watch, he makes elite throws, man. He's a processor of the game.
I just wonder, too, if he was on a different squad. If he was on, and I'm not, I know it's not fair, Chris, because this is the team that he's on. He's got to play with who he's got. I just wonder, and maybe when people evaluated him, they didn't evaluate him that he'd have all these weapons and all this other stuff that's gone on. The part that hurts him is that they've had success without him. That's the part that hurts.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Brock Purdy has to go out and get some hardware of his own before I can put any kind of respect on his name. Right now.
Any kind of respect? You don't even give him any respect?
We're talking about Kyle Shanahan that had the Patriots down 28-3, and had they just went to some ground and pound, he would have had a championship for himself. He's turned water into wine on a couple of occasions.
Did he do it with C.J. Beathard? Did he do it with Brian Hoyer?
We had Jimmy G.
Did he do it with Nick Mullins?
Well, how about Jimmy G with a 10-point lead in the fourth
quarter?
Jimmy G,
they won, but Jimmy G wasn't putting up numbers like this. I mean, I get not ready to say he's elite, but to say you're not going to put any respect on his name, that's just ridiculous to me. I mean, come on. That's just hating. That's all that is.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a Hall of Fame defensive back, Super Bowl champion, now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. We welcome in the great Rob Woodson. Rob, what's happening, man?
What's up, my brother from another mother?
How are you?
We are good, man.
Man,
we are
doing good.
Let's get right into it. The Chiefs just scored, so they're up 7-0 on Philadelphia. Who do you like in this game tonight and why?
I like Philly. I mean, excuse me, I like the Chiefs at home. Their defense, I mean, giving up only 15.9 points a game, way better than it has been in the past, right? It was a very inconsistent over the last several years.
Yeah,
they play lights out. They play better than their offense. And we've always talked about the Chiefs' offense, right? And all the players and Travis Kelce and his girlfriend. And we're talking about all that. But we're not talking about how good the Chiefs' defense has played this year. And they played really good football. And I think because of that and because the Eagles' defense has not played as well as it has last year and in the past, I think that's the reason the Chiefs will win.
Let me ask you, the Jets finally decide, okay, now that the season's over, that we'll change the quarterback. Rod, I just don't even get it. Aaron Rodgers went down in four plays. They had plenty of time to try to, you know, get a quarterback in there to work with this defense and give them a chance. I don't even know, like, if talk about mismanagement. What was this?
I just, and it seems if you look at Saleh when he's talking in his press conferences about this situation, he's grudgingly saying that we're on the same page, that we're all together. Yep. And I'm pretty sure that dude, Saleh, was not on the same page of starting Zach Wilson, that he would like to get a veteran in there, but he was like basically kiboshed by the higher-ups, and he knew better, but he had to go with the flow.
Rob, we were just talking about Brock Purdy. Some people think he's elite. Some people think he's just in a great system with a bunch of great players and Kyle Shanahan. Where are you at on him? His numbers obviously are elite. Where are you at on him?
And it was kind of funky, right? So it's like Jimmy G, when he was there, Jimmy G was slinging that thing everywhere, right? Winning a lot of football games. We thought he was that dude. He leaves there, and he just become a dude.
Barely.
Is it the system? Is it not the system? I really don't know. I think it's hard to judge a guy in a year and a half. It really is. I think you got to let him keep progressing. You got to see where he goes. You know, and now if he does it for four more straight years, well, shoot, bro, he's a straight baller. It doesn't again next year. He's straight balling, right? And I think he becomes. I can't say he's an elite quarterback, but he's a really good player, and he's a really good football player. He's a good quarterback to lead his franchise. There's not that many elite quarterbacks in the National Football League. Let's get that straight. So to say that, I hesitate to say that I put a guy in the elite category because my elite is different than I think everybody else.
I'm with you. Everybody's not elite.
No, I think he's really,
who's
really
elite
good.
Right now? Do you have, like, who would you, obviously Mahomes, who else would you say is an elite quarterback?
I think Mahomes is an elite quarterback. I think the way Lamar Jackson has played this year, I think Lamar has shown that you got to respect what he has done on the field with his feet, with his hands, the way he's progressed, throwing the football, completing over 7% of his passes this year. He has shown you that he is a quarterback staying healthy, that they're going to win a lot of football games. And if you look at his history since he's become a starter for the Baltimore Ravens, and they have won a lot of football games.
They've won like almost 70% of their games,
no,
right?
No, more than that.
Yeah, 75%.
Wow.
75% of their games since he's been the starter. So you can't say he's not elite. And 2019, he wins MVP.
Unanimous.
He can win it again. Right. I mean, he has played that good of football this year at the quarterback position, so I wouldn't be surprised if he wins it again, just for the fact the way their team is playing.
What do you make of Denver and the resurgence? I mean, obviously they were in a bad place, and here's my only thing. I'm not ready they should have been
them.
Yeah, crown anything. They should have been better than they were to start. So now that they're just at 500, people are making this big thing, but they never should have been as poorly –
Yeah.
As they were. I mean, come on, Rod, 70 points, and they lost some bad games to the Jets and some other teams that were ridiculous that they never should have lost.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, they beat the Vikings and Josh Dobbs. I think we should talk more about Josh Dobbs than the Denver Broncos, because Josh Dobbs, I think this dude is a player, and it seems like nobody wants him. Right. You know, I don't know if Minnesota Vikings are going to keep him, because who knows what they're going to do. I mean, who knows what they're going to do for the future, right? But I'm just like, this guy right here can play football, and it's like he's hard for him to even find a job. I think that's a bigger story than Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos, I didn't think they were going to be a really good football team. I thought their defense has played a lot better than like it did last year, and that's what you believe in the Denver Broncos should be as a defense. Offensively, I think they're okay. I don't think they're great one way or the other. You know, so are they better than they were last year? Yeah, but that's not saying a lot.
That's what I mean. I'm with you. I'm not ready to crown them as they've done something.
What you saw from Buffalo yesterday, you know, 32 points. The Jets are a bad team, but they got a good defense. And that's the most points they've given up all year. We know they got a new offensive coordinator there in Buffalo, Joe Brady. Did you, you know, see anything that made you say, okay, I'm going to believe in the Bills again? Or, you know, you just think it was one of those, it was a good game, but you got to see more?
No, Josh Allen was acting stupid. I'm being honest. Like, Josh Allen, he wants to be Superman every game, every play, and you can't. You put your team in harm's way when you try to do and make plays that are not there. I mean, yesterday he had three touchdowns. He had one interception. You can't go out there and throw two or three picks and fumble the football
every game.
Every game, and think you're going to win. You just put your defense in a bad spot. And, you know, I think if he goes out there and plays within himself weekly, man, he's an elite. He is. He can be an elite quarterback. I think he can be an elite quarterback, but he hasn't played elite this year. He's flashed. Last year, right, he played elite. The year before that, I think he was right there. But this year, he's been very inconsistent. He's put his team behind harm's way, and you just can't always want to be Superman. And for me, you know, if they can run the football, that takes pressure off of him. And if they can keep doing that, which they did this past yesterday, right, against the Jets, if they can do that, then he doesn't have to feel that he has to go out there and make these incredible plays week in and week out with his feet and through the air. You know, so, you know, I like where he's at. I like the games he played. But now you got to do it for the rest of the year.
I was going to say, Rod, they ran the ball 38 times yesterday, which is the most in the last two seasons. So, yeah, I think that's your point. Is that, you know, they got his, and he wasn't the one running it all the time. He only ran five times. So, is there something to be said that even if you're not, I mean, they had some decent runs, but they wasn't like they didn't even average, I don't think, 4 yards a carry, but they still kept running the ball. Is there something to be said for that, even if you're not gaining five yards a pop?
Yeah, I mean, their longest run was 13 yards.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? That's their longest run of the day. So, you know, you got to be consistent, though, because if you're playing teams like the Jets who are really good defensively, how do you slow the pass rush down? By running the football at them.
Yep.
Running the football at them, running screens, a little quick, you know, those tunnel screens and smoke screens outside. To get those guys to slow down.
Hey.
And you just got to chip away and chip away, and then that helps you with your play pass.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rod, one last thing. We got about a minute. The Bears coaching and the Bears situation, that game that they gave up to the Lions yesterday, 17 points in 3 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad enough to get you fired, isn't it?
Man, you know, I hate saying that stuff about coaches.
No,
right?
I know.
I don't like saying coaches to get fired. But, man, you question mark, like, how does one coach get an opportunity and fail,
right?
But another coach who is a different color maybe won't get that opportunity to fail because they don't believe he can be a head coach. They don't believe he can lead. And really, at the end of the day, you got to find a leader of men, not a guy who runs X's and O's. Find a leader of men, and that's going to change your culture of your football team. And I think you can kind of see that a little bit with the Raiders. The way Antonio Pierce has done it, because he's a player, he's an ex-player, they understand it, and they're gravitating to what he is saying to those guys, and they're playing really good football. I mean, to only lose 13-20 to the Dolphins, who is an explosive offense, is really, really good football for the Raiders.
All right, that's our man, Rob Woodson. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
Yep, more Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. All right, if you like using debit instead of credit, you should get rewarded. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. There's no fees, period. Check out the eligibility and the terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, the Odd Couple's live from the TireRack.com studios. You can test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. All right, Rob, nice answer from the Eagles. They marched down the field right after the Chiefs scored and scored themselves, and now we are knotted at 7-7.
We got a ball game. Nice cut it out to the outside, Chris. Look at that. Untouched.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift is got off to a great start. Off to a great start. So, good game. Like you said, we got us a ball game here.
Yes.
We didn't have a ball game yesterday between the Jets and the Bills. Bills won 32-6. Good for them, Rob. That's the most points the Jets have given up this season. Jets, you know, their defense is legit. They've made Patrick Mahomes struggle and Josh Allen previously, and they've played well against some of the top quarterbacks in the league, but Josh Allen was good. 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, but threw for almost about 275 yards. We know they had the new offensive coordinator in Joe Brady, got rid of Ken Dorsey. People can, you know, get mad about the timing after a game in which the special teams lost, right? Wasn't Ken Dorsey that lost that game. But I do think Dorsey, I don't think he was doing a good job. I don't know if you want to put all the blame on him, but the offense I thought was not clicking. I thought they had a lot of games where they scored late and made it look like, oh, they scored 25 points or whatever it was. But I didn't think overall they were playing very well and they needed a change. So I was fine with getting rid of him. But did you see anything that made you think, okay, they're about to get back on track, or
no,
you still have your doubts?
I have doubts, and especially, Chris, because it's the Jets. And I get it. You know, you talk about their defense. But I look at where the Jets, as a team, they got to feel downtrodden and beaten down. You know what I mean? Even a good defensive unit after a while, you get, Chris, it can wear
you get
on you.
No help.
You know what I mean?
It
can wear on you.
Right. I agree with that. I look, I got to see a lot more from the Bills. And, Rob, here's the thing. We're not going to have to wait long to see if the Bills are indeed, you know, back to, say, a contender status. Their next three games, Philadelphia, and they get a bye. They get Kansas City. So you got Kansas City off the bye. And then Dallas. Three elite teams, Rob. And so we're going to find out quick, fast, and in a hurry what Buffalo's made of. Obviously, they don't need to win all three. But, you know, if they lose all three, then we just know they're not of that class. Right. 1-2, you know, it depends on how the losses are. But, Rob, here's the thing, though. They were supposed to be of that class, right? So you don't look at it like, oh, well, how are they supposed to beat those? They were supposed to be of that ilk. And so if they don't play well against those teams, then we'll just know. I mean, what many of us suspect already is that, I mean, I thought they're going to miss the playoffs. Now, they've got new life because Joe Burrow's out. Not that they wanted that, but Burrow's out.
Right. They got a couple things going in their favor
there's,
now.
There's the those last few spots are really going to be a battle with several teams fighting for them.
Because you remember,
be one of them.
People thought the Jets would be a playoff team, Chris, right, coming into the season. And now you got Joe Burrow. They're not making a playoff. There's spots open in the AFC.
Right, right. Absolutely. I mean, you look at that. I mean, I think you've got Miami, I guess, is a definite. I mean, look, they've been winning. They haven't really beaten anybody.
No, they're
going to
make
it.
Right, but they're winning. But they're going to make it.
They'll probably win that division. Probably. Buffalo's got a shot. If you got Miami, Kansas City, Baltimore, and whoever wins the AFC South, right? That could be Houston or Jacksonville. And then the rest of the spots, Rob, the other three they're all going to be battling for it, right? The Browns, the Steelers, the Bills, the Texans or the Jags, whichever one doesn't win the division. And maybe the Broncos and maybe the Chargers, but the way they're looking, we'll get to them. But it's going to be open. All right, the iCup, we got 1 hour left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.